and welcome back to Long Story Short. We are Jade,
Stevie,
and I'm Elle.
Three childhood best friends who'll be discussing everything life has to throw at us and all the lessons in between. You're guaranteed completely honest, unfiltered opinions and a few laughs along the way. Oh, just a warning, no story will ever be short. If you've enjoyed this episode, you can click follow and you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever it is you listen to your podcasts. Hello, girls.
Hiya.
I was looking for our podcast setup or the platform the other day because I was uploading the last one and I realized we've been doing this for 2 years now. How mad is that?
We have.
Oh my God.
Long story short, girls.
Wow,
that really is a long story.
We put our first episodes out in March, wasn't it? March 22.
Yeah, beginning of March.
Oh.
I sort of like can't believe it. And then I also can't really remember a time before the podcast.
It's so true.
Do you know what though? Doesn't it go quick?
I know.
I love it. We get to meet up every single week. Well done us. We've like committed every week. We've not missed a bloody episode, have we?
Through rain, shine, tears, blood, sweat, tears, the whole shebang, we have done it.
From places all across the world, we've literally dialed in and had a good chat and read out some of the dilemmas that have been sent to us. Well done, girls. Happy podcast-versary.
Well done, us.
Well done, us. And thank you to everybody who has kept this going because, I mean, we really would be talking to ourselves, which we would love to do, but it makes it better when you lot interact with us. So thanks for sticking around.
We have the best community ever. Thank you so much for listening.
Sorry for all the swearing.
I do think that we have got better, though.
So much better. That first episode. Fuck.
I know, girls. To the point now, when I swear, I'm very aware that I'm swearing because I feel like you two are especially quite good at not swearing. And I'm just a potty mouth.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like it's me that lets the side down. I think Faye has even told me that one or two times. So,
I thought it was me.
I think we all have our moments.
We do. It depends what we're talking about, doesn't it? What rage sets who off?
So true. So true. On that note, I can't wait to watch Wicked Little Letters. I'm so excited to go.
What is this?
It's a new movie out, Wicked Little Letters. It's with Olivia Colman and, yeah, it's a new movie, Steve, that's coming out. It's with Olivia Colman and Jesse Buckley. And, I mean, it's got a really great cast, but it's actually a true story. This is not an ad, by the way. If you do want to fucking sponsor us, I will be here for the Olivia Colman. But anyway, no, it's a movie. And it's about, like, these kind of poison pen letters, if you wish, that were going out into a community, like, and they were absolutely slating, like, these women and these people around the community, and they tried to get, basically, it's about them getting to the bottom of who's writing these wicked little letters, but the language in it is fucking atrocious, and for that reason, absolutely hilarious. So yeah, new film's coming out in the cinema. Well, it's in the cinema now, so I want to go and watch it, but I know what's going to happen. If I thought that I couldn't swear anymore, I'll be taught loads of new swear words to my vocabulary would just be broadened, and then we really will be effing and jeffing all that way through the podcast.
Yeah, it's mad because it's like almost like an olden day version of like trolling online, isn't it? But did you see all the interviews with Olivia Colman where they were like, "Can we ask what your favourite swear word is?" And she was like, "Yes, cunt," and I was like, "I love her so much." Love her. What a legend.
She's so versatile. She's played so many like really random roles. I watched her in has anyone seen Wonka, the new Willy Wonka film? Oh god, it's magic. It's absolute magic, but she's in that.
Girls,
it's so good. You know, like if you thought, oh god, another Willy Wonka movie, but it's not. It's about his life prior to the factory, and it's just magic. It's brilliant. Watch it. But she's
I
in
do
that
love one. Timothy Chalamet as well.
I think it's like the first thing.
Main, isn't it?
Yeah, he plays the main role. He's with Kylie Jenner, isn't he?
I know.
That's the only reason I know him. And I'm like, I don't know if this is a now I can't stop seeing him anywhere. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm judging. I'm trying not to judge. I don't know why I would be, but, you know, I don't really know. I'm like, oh, were you big before Steve, her?
Watch, yeah, he was, basically. Watch his interviews on, like, Graham Norton and stuff, because he just seems like the most, like, down-to-earth, what's the opposite of arrogant, like, so humble, so self-deprecating. He just seems like a really, really nice guy. The only reason I know who he is was because he played, like, a very minor part in Homeland years ago, and I love Homeland more than anything. And when I saw him in something else, I was like, who is that? Where is that person from? And then I realised, and then I sort of looked at what he'd done since, and he's done absolutely loads since. So, yeah, a big Timothy fan. But, like, what a leap from Kylie Jenner's ex-boyfriend to Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Very different.
I think that's why I don't know. I just can't imagine her being with, like, a
self-deprecating actor.
Yeah. And I don't know why, because I don't know any of her past boyfriends. And I also don't really know what any of them did apart from perform or be basketball players or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. But there we go. So Wonka, I might have to watch that next.
It's really good. Yeah. Anyway, back to the podcast episode, shall we? Well, from leaving behind our days of constant swearing to leaving the group chat, this week's episode's dilemma is about exiting those oh-so-dreaded group chats that you just don't want to be a part of anymore. But before we get there...
Stevie's word of the week.
I did check how to say this word, and do you think I can remember how it was pronounced? Nope. Okay. So this week's word of the week is petrichor.
Oh.
Ooh. Can we have a spelling, Stevie?
You can. It is P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R. Petrichor.
Petrichor. I'm the foggiest.
Oh, stumped on that one, Steve.
I'm not going to lie, when I found out what this word means, I was like, I really like that. I mean, that helps you in no way, shape or form, but I was like, that's a good word.
Petrichor. I'm getting nothing.
It felt like dinosaur-like until you spelt it, and then I was like, no. Not that I was like, fully convinced that it was a dinosaur anyway, but that was my initial feeling. Okay, I think petrichor is the act of walking into the cold and your nipples going rock hard. Sometimes I feel when you don't know the answer, it's easier to just get it out the way.
Stab in the dark.
Shoot the shot quickly.
Well, Stevie said she likes it. So, oh, I like that. It's a really nice word. Okay, so I'm going to go with... when you're cold and you get in bed and you know, when you get that like snuggly feeling where you're like, oh, like it's cold in the bed, but it's like you're cozy and you know that it's going to get warm. So that like instant feeling of like relief when you get into bed freezing cold and you're like, oh, that feeling of petrichor. Fuck those girls, but that's what I'm going with.
Jade, I'm not going to lie. You have got it wrong, but you're not a million miles away. In the sense of, it's the smell of rain.
Oh, nice. So like something cosy. I love that.
Yeah. So like, you know, because I love the smell of rain, you know, like that, like, I don't know what it is, but it's called petrichor.
Petrichor.
Yeah, means the smell of rain.
Oh, I like that. I love the petrichor. When I go down the caravan and they mow the lawn and stuff. So, but just during the spring, when you go down the caravan, but it's obviously because it's like the Kent like area, so it's very green. But yeah, that's it's very prominent, the petrichor down the caravan, I must say. Thanks, Stevie. Very nice.
Hi, girls. You know how it is. everybody sets up group chats on WhatsApp or Facebook or wherever you're messaging. Well, recently, I've become really annoyed with one of the groups I'm in. It's an old group of friends, some of who I see regularly and others I don't. But all they talk about in our chat is babies and put useless information in there about play dates. If there's anything outside of kids, the majority don't even bother to reply. I've known these ladies for years, and if I leave, I know it will create drama over nothing, but how on earth do I leave the group chat?
Ooh, that's juicy.
Do you remember it used to, I don't know if this is still a thing on WhatsApp, but when you used to leave, it used to be like, Stevie has left the group chat, or like, Stevie has left the chat. And if you got removed as well, it'd be like, Stevie has been removed. And it's like, oh, like, I just remember it being like so dramatic when it didn't need to be.
Yeah, it still like announces that you've left now, doesn't it?
I don't know if they were changing that.
Because,
but I mean, it makes sense.
When I was helping to organise my brother's stag, there was two people that couldn't make it, and one of them I wasn't the biggest fan of, so I just removed him from the group. But there was a notification that was like, Elle has removed so-and-so. And then I felt so bad that I quite liked the other one, so I felt bad for them removing them, so I just only removed this one guy from the group. And everyone was like, are you all right? So possibly you do still see it, or you did at least last September-ish time.
The thing is, though, so I've also had this recently where I was going on holiday, and I was told that there was going to be a group chat set up about it. And I was like, no, absolutely not. You're already in a group chat with those people. You discuss all the holiday things and you tell me. I do not want to be in another group chat. And they were a bit like, oh, why don't you want to be in a group chat? And I was just like, it's another thing to maintain. I can't, like, no, I don't need to be in it. Just tell me what I need to know. That's it. I'm good. But it doesn't help with the groups that you are in, because there's so many legacy ones as well.
I've got group chats on my phone from like 2018, 2017. It's wild. And I've not spoke to that group, or no action has happened. So I'm like, but also there's like pictures in there, and they're, oh, I don't know, it's so silly. But I do hold on to like group, like I'm pretty good at it, like just getting rid of it or removing or muting. I'm pretty good at muting ones. But I think you have to learn to like set your boundaries with those sorts of groups. I mean, yeah, like I know someone who has like so many group messages, but at any one time, their WhatsApp will have about 80 to 90 messages to be read. And that alone gives me like, that makes me feel anxious. And it's not even my phone, but I do mute my groups. Well, some of them, like especially work-related ones, I'll mute them so that I'm not looking out or responding to those messages outside. Because I'm sorry, girls, but having that many tabs open in your brain is not healthy. Like if you're constantly being contacted, you know, like you have to set your own boundaries. Like I use the sleep like and the focus modes on my phone loads now. It's been like a new thing that I've done I think like this year, really, like since January. But just like muting or like silences, obviously I can get I'm contacted by like my I can select who I'm get who can contact me during like those hours. But I'll do like overnight time from like 10 o'clock onwards, I can't receive phone calls or messages, or I won't get notifications from any apps aside from anyone who's on my like favorites list. And then same for like WhatsApp, like that gets muted and like night moded. But I mean, there's one thing not wanting to be contacted after a certain time. But what do you do when you're in a group chat and you're like, this is no longer relevant to my life? Like in the nicest way, it's by the sounds of it, our listeners' life has, and the rest of the group has all kind of like gone down mum route. And, you know, as much as you're a part of a friendship group, I think maybe they need to open up their own kind of like play date group. It might be a good idea to suggest and be like, girls, I love you all dearly and I love the babies. But if you want to organize, why don't you keep it all in one like separate group? Because like she could even say like I panic because I see all the messages, thinking that maybe you know, there's an important message, and I have to sift through stuff. And actually, you know, it's all conversation that could potentially go into a specific folded group, which is hyphenated with baby group chat. I don't know.
I think I would just mute an archive, because that way you won't even see the messages pop up, and then you don't have to. I think she said it would cause a drama if she left the group, didn't it? If there's still people that you actually really get on with, oh, who could be bothered? Because essentially, if you do that, like, you're trying to save yourself time by not getting yourself involved in this group. But if you leave it, it's going to cause drama, which then wastes your time as well. I would just stay in the group chat, put it in your archives. I'll never click on my archives chat ever. And if you mute it as well, then you're literally never going to see notifications. I mean, I have to say, I've muted some groups that, like, maybe I shouldn't have, and I miss out on loads of things. Who cares? Who cares? It actually really doesn't matter. Like, if people need you, they will either put your name in the thing or message you separately.
Absolutely. It's
really not that deep.
So true.
No, I don't think it's that deep either. And, oh, great shout about muting, because I didn't actually know you could. I knew you could mute them, but I'm thinking, so if you mute a chat and put it in your archive, you don't even get the notification on it?
No. To be honest, I think if you put it in your archive anyway, there's no need to mute, because you basically just, like, never see it anyway. But I have groups that I've muted just because they're really active. Sometimes, like, loads and loads and loads of pictures. And especially, like, when because I work on my phone so much of the day as well, I don't need, like, the distraction of it all. So you don't get the notification, but obviously that will be, like, at the top of your WhatsApp when you open it. So you see it there, but it would only be if you actually click on your WhatsApp, and then it's just there, and you obviously you don't have to open it.
Yeah,
if you actually want to avoid the chat altogether, like not even seeing it, whack it in the archives.
Yeah. And also, if anybody says, like, if people reach out to you and be like, oh, are you gonna be at blah blah blah, and you're like, oh no, and oh, but you was messaged, and you can have a frank conversation after that. Just say, there's so many messages in that group, I just find it difficult to keep up. Just be honest. Like, I mean, it's not really honest, but you know, you could say just, like, struggling to keep up with it. So I just, you know, if you want me, message it. Like, I don't use Facebook anymore, but I've got a group with all my drama school friends that we use to, like, send invites to staff and birthday, like, happy birthdays and stuff like that. But I don't use Facebook enough, and bless them. Like, someone out of the group will be like, message Jade, because she's not going to read none of these messages. And I really appreciate that, because I can't keep up with all of the different social media messaging options for things. So I'll always, one of them, Eve, will always message me, be like, hello, check the Facebook messenger, there's an invite there for you. Like, bless her, like my little personal PA. But like that, as long as you say to people, I struggle to keep up with these, I can't go through all of these messages, just message me directly. Like, just say it to people. Yeah. The best type of groups that I know that have been set up on WhatsApp are the ones where you can't actually write anything. You know, like, if you want to invite
the ones where you can't reply.
Yeah, the ones where you can't reply. Someone puts it together to tell you some information about whatever it is, the event or the group or the work situation, and it's just there for update purposes. It's not like message the person directly. I love it. I never knew you could do that, but Lottie, she does it all the time. She'll invite us all out for a birthday or over to something, and you can't respond to it. She's just like, here's the details, come if you want, message me directly if you have any issues. Boom.
I'm the same. I didn't know you could do that until one of Tom's friends, who I really like, invited both of us to, I think it was her 30th, and she was like, there's no responses. If you can't make it, remove yourself from the group. And I was like, and she's also like, she's the loveliest person. She's so not like a blunt person like that. But I was like, this is perfect, because you feel so brutal just removing yourself. But equally, you don't have to find out the details that you don't need to know about. You're not going to get the notifications. It's such a good way of doing it. And then on the other hand, I was invited to another 30th birthday by someone where you could reply. But as soon as people were saying, like, oh no, I'm really sorry, I can't make it, she'd just remove you from the group. It was absolutely hilarious. So my last bit of that group was, I'm so sorry, like, have the best time, like, you know, really got like, I'm so sorry, I can't make it. And then it was just like, so and so has removed you from the group. I was like, excellent. That is excellent. I'm loving the savageness.
It's so dramatic.
Oh, God.
It's so dramatic. There's a whole fucking, oh, honestly, there's a whole, I don't know. I like it's, it is a thing though, isn't it? Because I mean, I've not even noticed people have left a group before and people are like, oh, I'm not in that group no more. And I'm like, oh, what do you mean you're not in that group? When did you remove yourself? It becomes so political, doesn't it? It's fucking hilarious. Like seeing how people respond to like, I mean, it's such a microaggression, isn't it? Like you can, by removing somebody. I remember being in a group chat. It was about a birthday. I was like, I'm so sorry, I can't make it. Have a great time. I kept getting all of these notifications, but I just felt rude removing myself. But then when they started like sending pictures of like the celebration and sharing things, blah, 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 I was like, oh, this is nice to look for. And then all of a sudden, boom, they removed me in the middle of all. And I was like, oh, fuck. I was enjoying looking at all the pictures then. And it like, it's fucking stabbed me like a knife. And I was like, why are you annoyed about that? Didn't go to the birthday. And actually, all of these messages are a little bit annoying, really. Why didn't you remove? I don't know. I was just like, I got so in my head about it. I was like, no, I can't remove myself.
That's the thing, isn't it? We all build this into something it's not. Like, the reality should be, if you want to leave the group, leave the group. Because all it does is create a little bit of drama until the next thing gets put in the group chat. I would say, if you're desperate to leave that group chat and you cannot face putting it into archive and muting it, I would speak to two of your friends or a couple of your friends who you like in that group and be like, I'm going to leave, flood it with messages after it comes up saying that I've left the group, and then no one will know anyway.
Yeah, that's a good one. And also, if you just tell them why, if anyone on the group is like, oh, Stevie left the group chat, at least they can be like, yeah, you know, she was finding it hard seeing all your bullshit. No, I'm joking. You know, at least I can sort of explain on your behalf a bit, I guess.
Really, we shouldn't care, though. Just do what you want.
100.
Live and let live, for goodness sake.
It was like visions of our group chat being like, Stevie has left.
No, it feels like a rejection, though, doesn't it? It feels like you're being dumped.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You need to up your game then, because you need to have better chat.
Oh, it is savage. It is savage. No, I think it's all right. I think it's okay just to be like, hey, guys, I'm overwhelmed. Too many messages. Love you all. Message me individually. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, exactly that.
Nothing more annoying, though. I'm not going to lie. I mean, there's been times when at work, my boss has had to be like, can everyone stop messaging, because I'm losing the rotor and I'm having to scroll through loads of nonsense messages, and now it's like thriving and we're sending pictures to each other. I'm like, I can't gauge this. Sometimes it's really nice, but if you're just overwhelmed with everything else, it's fucking annoying. Leave the group chat, pop a nice message, tell your friends, just say, oh, message me individually, I love yous, but I'm just not, I can't read all of this stuff.
That's the solution. Create another group chat.
Well, let them create another group if they want to, like, you know what I mean? If they want to have loads of chats, but great, perfect. It's the best place to make arrangements. Do it. But they should be a bit sensitive to you as well. Like, I don't think this is like solely down to you to be like, guys, can we? Like, surely someone in your friends group would be like, maybe let's not put so much organisation in here for people, like, because she's not going to be able to join us. You know, it's sensitivity, isn't it? But all the same, like Stevie said, live and let live. Get the fuck out of there. Everyone will, you'll leave that group wanting more of you, and they'll message you individually, be like, oh, shall we meet up? And you're like, I'll let you know.
Or, just to really play devil's advocate, to all of the like gentle stuff I've been saying, go out on a fucking high, leave a bomb of a message, and then just leave.
Yeah.
And let the like the debris and the leftovers just have to deal with it in the group chat after. That'll give them some content that's not baby related.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that idea.
Even better. Ask them to make you group admin and then just knock them all off one by one.
Oh,
oh my God. Yes. group chat roulette. Who's going next?
Oh, traitors of WhatsApp. Yeah. Kill them off one by one. Next person who mentions anything to do with baby groups, he's getting through the net and just knock them off one by one. See, like Russian roulette with your friends. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's episode. Don't forget, you can send over any dilemmas that you've got to longstoryshortpodcast22@gmail.com. Head over to our TikTok, it's longstoryshortpod, to see what we've been up to there. We'll be back next Tuesday. And don't forget, no story will ever be short.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.